Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. And today we're going to talk about one of the biggest boxing matches this year. And I've been waiting to see this matchup. The last 4 months I've waited and waited. And tonight is the night on CBS. First, I'm going to talk about the NBA draft. And my guy, Ben Simmons, got drafted first for the Philadelphia 76ers. And he is a franchise changer. Don't listen to all the critics saying he's late and all this. I know the kid. I've known him since high school. He's a good kid. He's going to work hard. He has a tremendous basketball IQ. He's going to insert life into the Philadelphia 76ers program, and they've been down for years. And now that the Sixers, I think, are going to be back. They're going to be a playoff team this year. They got a lot of guys who played hard. They just didn't have that one guy that transcends basketball, that takes them to the next level. You got to have that star, and he's that franchise-changing star. There was only two franchise-changing players I thought in the draft, and the other one was Brandon Ingram, who is a potential franchise changer. He looks like a franchise changer that's going to the Lakers. He just has to get a little more weight. He has everything else, and everybody talks about Kevin Durant. But he plays really good defense, too. So he could be a good to better version of Durant if he puts all his work in. And from what I hear, he's a hard worker. He loves L.A. The franchise need him. I think that's great that that's going to happen. The New York Knicks got Derrick Rose. So the New York and L.A. franchise are going to be better. I think that's good for the NBA. Just the playoffs have left a bad taste in my mouth with the horrific officiating from the San Antonio series against OKC. There's the Miami series against Toronto. It was just a lot of inconsistencies going all the way through the finals. And I got to figure out how I'm going to get my heart back into the NBA because I know I have to cover it. But it left a bad taste in my mouth. And we'll talk about that in November. But I was very happy for Ben Simmons. And when you know somebody personally, and you see him get drafted, you're just so happy for the guy. And he's a good kid. I think Nike's going to sign him to a lot of money. He's going to deserve every cent. The money's not going to – I don't think the money's going to change. He has tremendous parents. He has a tremendous family circle that's going to help him. His mother's from Australia. His father was a ball player. That's great. And I'm happy for Brandon Ingram. I'm going to tell you the draft steals. Buddy Hield going to the Pelicans. They need a star player. That Buddy Hield and Davis is going to be a nice combination. That was great. Thonmaker going to the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody gave the Milwaukee Bucks a B for drafting them. I disagree. I've seen this kid play at prep school and high school. I know he didn't play in college, but this kid can flat out play at 7 feet tall. He could dribble like a guard. He could see the floor. He could shoot. He could do it. I think the Bucks, even if he doesn't show it this year, the Bucks have a beautiful nucleus to work with Parker and him and the other players, the kid from Greece. They are a potential powerhouse in the making. And then a guy I know from New Jersey, Wade Baldwin from St. Joseph, a touch to play with Carl Towns, going to the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies needed an infusion of youth, and he is perfect for them. So those were the picks that I really liked. Now I get to talk about the fight. And it's Sean Porter versus Keith Thurman. Keith one-time Thurman, because Keith Thurman says, once I hit you one time, you're going to sleep. I don't think that's going to be the case in this fight. And I'm going to tell you about Sean Porter. Sean Porter's a type of rugged fighter who bores in and throws punches all night long. But the one thing about Sean Porter, people say he's wild and stuff like that. The one thing I do like about Sean Porter, he has a very good jab. And that was the reason he beat Adrian Broner. Now, Broner got a flash knockdown in the late round, but he dominated Broner. And after he got up in the 12th round, he beat Adrian Broner. What I like about him, he has a great jab. What I don't like about him, he comes in so aggressive that you could pick him apart if you're a really good boxer. Kell Brook beat him because Kell Brook was a taller fighter who used his height and his counterpunching and pot shot at Sean Porter all night. And Sean Porter got some shots in, but they were a lot wilder. Whereas when Sean Porter fought Malignaggi, he was a smaller guy, and he bullied him and overwhelmed him. Kenny overwhelmed Keith Thurman. Now, Keith Thurman's the same height as Sean Porter. So he doesn't have to worry about getting pot shotted like he did against Kell Brook. But Keith Thurman is a very good counterpuncher. And both fighters have a great left hook. Sean Porter's left hook is more like a lunging, aggressive left hook. If it lands, it could really hurt you. Keith Thurman has a straight textbook, picture-perfect left. The last time, I haven't seen a lot of guys throw a perfect left hook like that. It's almost like Sugar Ray Robinson-ish. I don't want to compare him with Robinson, but the way he throws the hook, perfectly accurate, I do like that. Now, his right hand is his moneymaker where he knocks people out. He has a lot of power. The only thing I worry about is when he fought Collazo, he got hit with a body shot and doubled over. He got caught in a bad angle because he was dominating Collazo, but he recovered and then finished Collazo off. But if Porter hits him like that and he doubles over, Porter is the type that could finish him. And he can't get hit with anything early because this is the type of fight where Porter's going to come out. The first five rounds, I think he's going to be winning. He's going to be all over Thurman. Thurman even said he's going to be patient, let the fight come to him, and then the late rounds, try to finish him. I think it's going to be a very close fight, very exciting fight because both fighters come right after each other. I think Thurman, because he has a slightly better boxing IQ, and he's a little better boxer, comes out with 11th round TKO. Now, could Porter knock him out? Oh, yeah. This is why this fight is so good. Either fighter, I mean, he could put Thurman down, and then Thurman could put him down. This could be one of those fights. I think this is the one you don't want to miss. And this is what I want to give boxing credit for. I love the fact that it's on CBS. At 9 o'clock tonight, where everybody could watch, not a pay-per-view. They're not pay-per-view guys yet. But if they keep winning, then you can have a mega pay-per-view fight down the line. I think I would do it like this. Have Sean Porter fight Keith Thurman. And then Kell Brook fight Errol Spence. Then have the winners fight each other. And the winner of those fights are the top dog in the welterweight division. And then you could go from there and then maybe even move Terrence Crawford up, who's really good, who has a tough fight coming up, and have him fight the winner. Have like a little round-robin tournament because there's so many good welterweights out there. Even Adrian Broner you could put in, but I really believe he's going to have some serious legal trouble. I saw the videotape of him basically robbing a guy that I guess beat him in a bet. And it's on videotape, and he just kept going and going and going and beating the guy out. It was really bad, and you just wonder if he's going to get prosecuted and go to jail. So I don't know where to put Broner in that mix. But anyway, I do have Thurman winning the fight, and I think it's a really good fight. I like when fighters fight each other. And I want to give my guy – I tried to get Dante from Dante's Boxing Nation on, but – he's from Vegas. It's a Saturday. I'm pretty sure he had trouble getting up, so I totally understand. But Dante from Dante's Boxing Nation is the very best YouTube analyst, one of the best boxing analysts in the world, who tells the real truth. And that's what I love about him. And he tells the truth about the Canelo situation, who's fighting a nondescript fighter. I'm not even going to mention the guy's name. I'll mention his name. Leon Smith, when he should be fighting Triple G. And Dante from Dante's Boxing Nation asked Canelo, is Triple G your next fight? That's the only logical choice in the middleweight division. He flexes his muscles and says, I'm ready. I'm ready. Not one time did he say, yeah, that's my next opponent. Then they turn around and say, no, we never negotiated with Triple G. We're going to fight Leon Smith. This is what I hope. Nobody watches the fight. Everybody boos Canelo and really puts so much pressure on him and Oscar De La Hoya that they got to make a fight with him or with all those great tough middleweights. And if you don't want to fight the middleweight division, just say it. Listen, I don't want to move up. I want to stay at the super welterweight. Then fight Keith Thurman or Porter. Fight the winner of that. Fight somebody. And this is from me who loves Canelo. He's losing it. He's losing respect from me because of the fact that now you're flexing your muscles saying you're a warrior, but then you're not. You're flexing your muscles like you're tight, Tarzan, but you're coming off as Jane. It's not good. Not good. You know, I have my nephew who helps me with my show a lot. He lost interest in boxing, and I told him tonight if he fight Thurman and Porter, going to be an exciting fight. I hope it's an exciting fight. I want to bring him back into the fold, but, you know, boxing needs this tonight. You know, and that's going to be big. And in the future, I'm going to be covering a lot more of the bigger fights on the East Coast. Me and Dante from Dante's Boxing Nation are going to team up. And I'm going to make sure I get you all the big interviews coming up. But I do want to tell you that we do have one more future show coming up. I'm going to talk about John Jones and mixed martial arts versus Cormier. One of the biggest fights this summer is probably the biggest event this summer other than the Olympics. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to talking to you then.